gentlemen, boys and girls, it is that time of the week again for Kayak Fishing Radio Mid-Atlantic. I am your host, Mark Delaney Crew Wheeler, and we're looking at having a good night. We've got a pretty good crowd in here. We've got starting off with the chat room folks. We got Mr. Charlie Polotech, City of Ash, Eric Harrison, Senior Fish and Chef, The Hammerhead, Mr. Lozier, BB Java Chick, and we got a few others that are going to be rolling in here. Welcome again. Remember, folks, you can always call in and chat it up with me. The number is 714-816-4727. So it's going to be a good show tonight. We've got some people already in the buzzers row. We've got Mr. Rob DeVore. What's going on, man?
Hey, how are you? I'm good.
Doing good.
Getting ready for Christmas, man.
Yeah, oh yeah. The Rob is the host of the Tuesday night A Bad Backcast Live, and it's definitely a show to bear witness to. So definitely check that out. And then we have an area code 804.
What's up, man? It's Rob Joy, dude.
What's going on, Rob?
What's
ladies and gentlemen, the Deer Whisperer is in the house.
Yeah.
I'm kidding, man.
It's all good.
You got your car back today, man. Congrats.
Yeah, thank you. I'm was down at Virginia Beach, picked it up just now, and I'm heading back up to Richmond.
Nice.
Yep.
I'm over to
my friend's house, my friend Justin's house, to pick up my kayak too, so can't
right.
go home without that.
Yeah, I know. There was a buttload of people heading across the Eastern Shore earlier today, and I thought I saw your car, but there wasn't any stickers on the front windbreak underneath the kayak, and I was like, oh, that's not Rob.
Nope. Not me, and it's going to be really windy over there right now anyway, so I'm not sure what they're doing over there.
Yeah, wind blowing out of the south like that just turns things up pretty rough.
Yeah, it's pretty nasty.
Yep. Let me get this out of the way, folks. I have to, say, welcome home to my wife and everyone else in the USS Oak Hill. They returned at home after a deployment down in South America. Absolute success, and welcome back. Remember, folks, there are still people out there fighting for your freedom, getting the respect that they solely deserve, and, just say thank you.
That was on the news tonight, man. I saw that on the news.
Yeah, that was not expected, to say the least. But, you know what? They can do that now, and for people that don't know, there was a first, and I guess since the Don't Ask, Don't Tell has been reprieved, a sailor from my wife's ship and her lover had that first kiss opportunity, and congrats to them. That's something that Charlie, come on, man. Folks, if you're not in the chat room, damn it. I lost my train of thought. But, congrats to them, that they can do that in the open. It was just not expected in my eyes, but good on them. All right. Now with that done, let's talk about what's going on right now. With the Virginia strike season in the Bay winding down, and in time, not in fish productivity, if you wanted to keep a fish, that is. The fish haven't moved. We had a warm day today, folks. In the 60s, almost 70 degrees, kept everything nice and warm. Brought the water temp up, actually, 2 degrees. So that was surprising. I couldn't believe it. Just one day with a mild night, and tonight's even milder, how much that could affect the fish. So take your chances. And going out to the Eastern Shore, personally, I'm going to wait until Friday night because I don't have a choice in the matter. And the wife keeps on giving me nasty looks. give it some time. If you wanted to catch schoolies, now would be the time. After the wind dies down, it should die down tonight into tomorrow, hopefully. Pretty much, folks, everywhere that you would think they would be at, they're at. JRB, the James River Bridge, the Modern Merrimack is still packed full of them. It was a monster croaker I just saw. There's still some flounder over by the Cape Henry Light in that deep channel. I think even the Baltimore Channel, I heard a guy catching one. They're still around. Folks, this is now the time to get on them. Jersey, if you guys are up there, they've been doing a great job on the tog and sheep's head. Blackfish, for those that are up there. Drum are still in the Outer Banks. This is one of those mild winter folks that is really going to be good all the way until the fish start turning back on. Let's hope that we don't get any really good cold spells and it stays this temp the whole time. On the bass side, if you're not throwing a deep crank or a big spinner bait right now, you're wrong. I mean, the bass bite is off the chain. I went down to a local lake yesterday morning, and two guys, midday it should be, and they were like, I can't believe how productive it is right now. Blade baits, spinner baits. You can get on them pretty well right now. Once you find those deep ledges where those bass are suspended, a 5-foot diving jerk bait, floating or suspending style, would be excellent right now. I wouldn't even throw jigs right now, because those bass are still suspended and they're still feeding. So, get on them. Rob, how is the catfish up there, man?
I imagine it's good. I actually haven't gone, obviously, in a little while. I'm sure they're doing good, though. I haven't talked to anybody. I haven't really been paying attention to a whole lot, but I can guarantee they're doing good.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, lots of big blue cats for the most part.
Right. And I can only imagine just, if you're not familiar with James River, it's basically split into two parts. The lower side, which is south of Richmond, went out into the bay. That's more tidal driven. And then what's called the Falls, which is in Richmond. A bunch of breaks and dams and stuff like that that go, that separate the two. The north side of the Falls is when you start hitting in the boondocks, where you stop off in the morning to grab a cup of coffee and people look at you weird. In the middle of the night, you hear a lot of this. If it wants to start playing, there you go. Back in Central Virginia, is excellent for big smallmouth. I wish I'd get Juan Verrut on here. Him and another gentleman, I just forgot his name. To the guy with Juan. Rob, up on the Susky.
There's Toast, Oast, and then I think is Jeff Little up there too?
Yeah, Jeff Little, that's the guy I was thinking of.
Yeah.
Jeff, those guys are tearing them up right now in Pennsylvania. Just killing it. God, I can't believe how well Juan's doing right now. Folks, this is one of those winters where if you're, not in the Midwest getting a blizzard, you can do fairly well for a lot of species. Crappie is actually doing really good right now. Holy moly. So if you like a lot of eating fish, the crappie, the white perch, if you're in Virginia Beach and you want to get into some crappie and you have the ability to get out on the water, a surprisingly really good white perch and crappie lake is Little Creek Reservoir. As Mr. Lozier puts it, Jeff Little wrote the book on smallmouth fishing in the Susquehanna and surrounding region. So, yeah, just incredible stuff that he does. Big white perch and that reservoir across from Lake Smith. Nice crappie, too, in Smith. So, if you're looking for some eating fish, that's where I would go. Fish around the wood piles. Fish around the moving water. There's a lot of moving water in that lake, surprisingly. If you can find it, you'd do very, very well. So, all right. Well, I did promise we're going to give away a hog trough from yakangler.com, the ultimate kayak fishing resource. And let's see here. I know I've got some funky music for this. Where's that? Let's see here. We'll do some Redfish Junk music. And I'm going to delve into my little box. I've gone ahead and taken everyone's name out of the chat room. And got them in a bag here. Let's shake that up. let's see here. I'm going to pull two names. First one is Miss... Hey, BB Jabachik, you just won a hog trough from Kayak Fishing Radio. Congrats. And the second one, drum roll, which we had one, is City of Ash. You won a yakangler.com Kayak Fishing Radio hog trough. Congratulations, you two. I'll probably see you guys at some point. If not, send me your address through my website or my email at laningcrew@yahoo.com, and we'll get you hooked up with that. So, all is well. My Christmas present to y'all. And, congrats, folks. We're in the chat room. So, all right. You are a winner, Chris. Look at the guy that you're married to. That's a true winner. So. All right. Where was I at? I've got a million things going on right now. let's see here. You got anything, Rob? Any tips, tricks, notes, noteworthy notes?
Got me on the spot there. I talked to Cameron a little bit ago. I know he's doing pretty good in the daytime over there at the ships. So maybe he might not want everybody to know, but it's out there now.
right.
I think he got a 48-incher. I think that's the biggest so far. So that's where my mind is at the moment.
Yeah, that's all I can think of right now, too. So next to, spending time with my wife. Love you, honey.
Yeah.
yeah, folks, I'll be out there Friday into Saturday, so look for the goofy-looking guy in the 2012 Ride 135. Hopefully I won't be in the water, but sitting on the water in a kayak, and it'll be good. That'll be good. Let's see here. City of Ash is going to be in Kitt the Peak on Thursday. good luck to you, man. Mr. Polacek, hope you have luck down in Jacksonville. All 80 degrees and sunny. Damn it. Let's see here. We've got area code 321. Hang on. Come on. Area code 321, you're on the air.
It's Chuck.
What's going on, Chuck? Hang on.
Going down.
Gotta get both of them in here. There it is. Ladies and gentlemen, Rex is Chuck. Host of the Kayak Fishing Radio kickoff show. What's going on, man?
Not much, brother. Just chilling, getting ready to go and do a little more fishing tomorrow.
Nice, man.
Yeah, got a charter in the morning, so we're stoked about that.
Cool. Hang on, I got kids and wife watching Kung Fu Panda. Sorry. Go ahead, man, I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying I got that, got a charter in the morning, so I'm looking forward to that, and that's about it.
Cool. Fishing's been good down there?
Yeah, man, it's on fire. It's been real good.
Cool.
Got on, had my dad out on the 19th, and killed it. Did a good, good day, man. Caught a lot of trout, big trout, caught of, a couple handfuls of redfish, so it was fun.
Good, man. Good on you, man. You know, nothing better than taking the old man fishing, you know what I mean?
Yeah, he turns 60 tomorrow, so, you know, it's like he's getting up there. I keep messing with him, calling him the old dude. But he enjoys it, man. He likes paddling around and fun to watch him catch a fish still. You know, it's like it's just crazy to watch me or to know that I'm putting him on those fish. It's like the roles have been reversed, you know?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I bought my dad a kayak a while ago, and he's stubborn about it, man. He said it's too much work for him. I was like, dude, come on, man.
Yeah, chasing brontosaurus is kind of wears you out in life, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, that's why I love the sport, you know, the ability to, you know, it doesn't matter your age, there's always a kayak that'll fit your ability. So, you know, from a Hobie, if you have bad shoulders, down to, you know, the Minn Kota-driven ocean kayak that is, you know, if you don't want to work. So, choices, hundreds and hundreds of choices out there right now. And with that, folks, remember, safety, 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 safety. If you just bought a kayak last month, if you've never paddled a kayak before, and you want to go to the Eastern Shore and try to fish the high rise during a full moon, I tell you, it's going to end wrong. Please, folks, know your abilities, know your limitations. Last thing you want to have happen is to lose a kayaker. We came very close last week to losing a guy who was from Pennsylvania, got himself lost, was too hot in his clothing, parked the kayak on a sandbar, took off his wetsuit, put it in the kayak, took a second to relieve himself, turned around, the kayak was floating away, went after it, and got himself in some serious trouble. Luckily enough, he was able to grab his cell phone and call the Coast Guard with some help from commercial fishermen, got him, you know, somewhat to safety, but he was very close to become, he was hypothermic, for one. Two, he just don't take off your gear, folks, and know what to wear, please. no cotton, wear fleece, wear wool if you can handle it. You know, safety, folks, please. I don't want to have to talk about losing one of y'all. So. Oh, crap. Apparently, we lost a team last night, fell out of a canoe, and one team died. So, yeah, this, you know, folks, not the time of year to play around. Truly not the time to play around. Summertime, you can get away with it. Yeah. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. You know, there weren't any, even in the canoe, there were no PFDs anywhere in sight. So that was totally irresponsible.
Yeah. Did that happen to HRBT?
I heard it was somewhere like Kagan River or something like that. I mean, I think it was in Greenland. I think they went out in the middle of the night, like at 2:30 in the morning or something like that. I'm not sure exactly what they were doing out there, but somebody died. But.
Yeah, it's just not worth it, folks. If you don't know what you're doing, you don't have the proper equipment, stay home. That's period, end point. Because I'll fish you out of the water, but I can tell you right now, I'm going to be like that buddy who's got to pick you up from the, you know, from the police station because you got drunk and did something stupid. I'm going to tear into you the whole ride home. So, please. Please, please, please be safe. All right. Well, this is my wife's homecoming night, so I have to run and make her happy. So with that, I'm going to say adieu. Go to angling-addict.com. That is Rob Choi's website, an excellent blog, very well done. Piece of work there. Great video. Very well written stuff. Definitely check out angling-addict.com. Check out Chuck's Kayak Adventures, folks. With Redfish Chuck. You know, support a really good guide. Not as good as D, but right up there.
Wow.
Oh. I love you, man. But that's two different styles of fishing, folks. And I kid, Chuck is right up there with D. And you know, vice versa, D's right up there with Chuck and their pursuits. D's the trout girl, Chuck's the redfish god. So, you know, definitely go, you know, spend time with both of them.
That's it, dude. I'm mailing you a dead mullet for Christmas.
My bad. Real Kayak Adventures is D's website, so check them both out. Let's see here. Anyone else on the web here? I think that's it. You know, jackangler.com, the ultimate kayak fishing resource, check them out. Remember, folks, every night of the week at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, you can catch Kayak Fishing Radio Show with Chuck, Rob, myself, Tree Hugger Gibson, and the Spike and Ike West Coast Show. Definitely check us all out. It'll definitely be worth it for you. Congratulations again to City of Ash and DB Java Chick, Chris Lozier, on winning the hog troughs. Email me y'all's address, or if I see you, I'll give you one. When we get a chance. All right. With that, folks, I will call tonight. Wish everyone adieu. Welcome back, the Mighty Oak. And hope to see y'all out in the water. Stay safe, wear your PFDs, and have a great night. We're going to take it out here with some kayak killer intro music because he decides he doesn't want to call in anymore. So here you go, folks. Laters.